Okay, motion to come back into session?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette, second, Mrs. Deaver, any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried, we're now back in regular session. Mr. Sharp, we're on number two, I think.
We are, that's the one with separation distance between off-premise EMCs on two-lane roads. There was a consensus not to ban them, but there was, or discussion not to ban them. Question was, what is the distance and how you would measure that distance?
Well, I can get a quick one, measure lineal, sounds fine with me. Anybody else got any, do we get off that?
Measure literally, so refresh the memory on the difference between linear and linear stuff.
Lineal means is you're heading down.
Straight line.
So if you're heading down Route 9, it would be anything on this side of the road, not on that side of the road.
So it's just on that same road, same side of the road?
Correct.
Only?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Now we need to know the distance.
So that's a half, that's a half a mark, so we get a half a check mark on that one?
That's right, okay, progress.
What number are we on?
We're on number two.
So, Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
Right now, we have two members that don't, that would like to see a prohibition on the two-lane roads, and I think, I'm not at that point, whereas I feel that's necessary. I understand the concern, I got it, don't want them all up and down the roads, I understand that. So therefore, maybe a distance. So right now, I think earlier it was mentioned, today it's 300 feet, correct, Jamie?
That's any billboard.
Well, so that's 300 feet.
On a radius.
Prior, I had mentioned, I think it was a 1,200 number, and then the state requires 2,500 on those four roadways. So somewhere in there, I would think, and Sam, where are you at on any of this?
I don't see anything wrong with the way it was, what's been recommended by Mr. Hutt. 500 feet, what's wrong with 500 feet?
Well, we've already had that discussion. But
I did find one thing interesting in our offline conversation. We'll have it online now. Have a consultant come back up for a second and tell us in Kent and Newcastle counties what the separation is required in two-lane roads.
The other two counties don't distinguish between EMCs and just standard billboards. So there's no special separation distance for electronic message boards.
But their separation distances are much greater.
No.
On all billboards, they are much, in Kent County, I think.
Newcastle, or Kent County, it's 1,200 feet.
On any road?
Yes, and in Newcastle County, it's based on the zoning district. Industrial districts, it can be closer, commercial districts further away, and it also is distinguished based on, they have a special requirement for interstate highways. Interstate highways are a greater separation.
Well, it has to be at least minimum 2,500 because it's state, federal guidelines, right?
Right. And that 2,500 foot separation distance from electronic message centers by Deldite is a
federal
standard for any highway that's in the federal highway system.
Right, which is why they got the four nowhere.
So 2,500 came from feds, not from the state?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
They just administer that for the federal government.
Okay. And then Kent, you mentioned, has 1,200 distance between all of their billboards.
Yes.
But they don't differentiate between the two.
No.
Understood. Okay. So therefore, 1,200 was proposed earlier. Or is anybody against that? I know.
I don't want to see them at all.
George?
I mean, where are these two? Sam, 1,200? It was on the table. Mike, 1,200?
Be the same as Ken?
I can live with 1,200.
I can live with 1,200, but I don't believe Hunt has recommended that.
They said 500.
They recommend 500 feet. So I don't know why.
I don't know why recommend the same thing.
It's hard for me to understand why that's why we're against that.
Well, Mr. Wilson, one of the consensus that we reached on just separation distances between static billboards was 600 feet. So.
Well, that'd be my consensus. I think 500 is plenty.
But you go with 600.
I would deal with 600.
On static. So that's a confirmation of what you just said.
Right. We're not talking static. We're talking
electronic.
We're talking electronic.
Mm-hmm.
So every other, what you're saying in your scenario is every other billboard, if we had them every 600 feet, could be electronic.
Well, it's quadruple what it is right now, and it would be double what the static would be, which would be in line with Kent.
Well, they're, every billboard is 1,200. We've got twice as many.
Yeah, correct.
Permitted.
Correct. But it's quadruple what is currently in place right now.
Why would anybody put up a sign if it doesn't sell stuff? If it's not going to help this, the company they're trying to advertise for.
We're just talking electronics. We're not talking all billboards there.
Well, that's what I'm asking. The question: Why would I want to pay for a sign to be put up if it's not going to sell my business?
Sam, 90%.
How can I come up with that kind of money?
95% of them aren't electronic. They're already doing that. They already do that.
Well, I doubt they would do that.
Why would they do that? They do it.
I don't think they will. If they don't, it might be in your way, George. I don't think that way. My way is no. You would not see that.
Most of the bill.
I guarantee you take off right here and go towards.
Sam.
All you 404, or you want to go right on towards 818?
We're just talking electronics. 99, 98, 95. Some high percentage is already just static billboards. We're just talking about the electronic ones.
So right now where we are, Mr. Wilson, is that Mrs. Deaver, Mr. Cole, want to see no electronic message centers on Tulane Road. Is that a correct statement?
Right. We're only talking Tulane Road. Exactly.
Mr. Arlen has proposed allowing them the distance separation of 1,200 feet, keeping in mind they must be zoned commercial anyway.
Right.
Put it there. So
a compromise of sorts.
So we've got from none to 1,200 feet.
And Mike, you've taken a position?
I can live 1,200 feet.
1,200, okay. Sam, Mike is at 1,200 feet.
Well, I'll have to go on that census then. Maybe we can go back to 1,000. Why not 1,000?
So we have a consensus of 12.
I mean, they got.
Sounds like an auction.
They got 500. Why not 1,000? Why not 1,000? What's wrong with that?
Well, because in earlier conversations, just as a refresher, currently we've always had a 300 feet increment of the billboards.
You like looks of electronic signs.
I have no problem with electronic signs. The visual of them.
You may have a problem with them, I think, Mr. Arnett.
I like them.
I do too.
I don't mind them. It's called free. But anyways, we're talking about distances. We're talking about how many should be permitted in a distance.
I don't think you'll ever see people put this up on a two-lane road to start with. I don't think they can afford to put them up there.
They already exist, Mr. Wilson.
Let's move on, number three.
They already exist.
They're all over the place.
Number three is the question about separation distance between off-premise electronic message centers and on-premise electronic message centers. Mr. Cole had advocated for one electronic message center, but not two per property. Mr. Vincent, I believe you disagreed with that. And as a note, that we do have a 50-foot separation distance between static billboards and on-premise signs.
And my point would be is just as a business decision, you would either choose one sign, billboard, or the on-premise to be the electronic sign.
Okay, so.
I'm okay at 50 feet, but whatever.
Well, I believe that there should be a distance.
There
should be some separation.
Okay.
I mean, there should be a separation, I would say, between the two of them.
Now, keep in mind, you gentlemen, you three, just decided that 1,200 feet between large electronic billboards. Now, we're talking on-premise can be 200 square feet, right?
Yeah.
And off-premise can be what?
Off-premise can be 300.
300 square feet. So there's... To the naked eye, that's not a whole lot of distance or difference. So now you're going to put you. The question is, do you want them? If you think going down the road, 1,200 feet is sufficient, the appropriate way to do it. Why would you allow two within 50 feet, which are just within small amount of square footage difference?
So are you offering a bigger distance?
No. I'm saying they take the choice. Either the off-premise sign is electronic. Or the on-premise. Both of them within 50 feet of each other shouldn't be permissible under just what you got done doing, separating them at 1,200. And the state on federal highways, federally funded highways, which even some of our two-lane roads are federally funded, like Route 26, 54 are federally funded, but anyway, are 2,500. Now you're down to 50 between 200 square feet and 300 square feet. That's not a whole lot of difference. And they're 50 feet apart.
What are you going to do with that one?
50 feet apart? 2,500, you say? I know.
Let me ask you a question. I've got
makes
a
no sense.
My property, and I have a on-premise EMC. We stand today. I got an on-premise EMC on the site, and I want to put a electronic EMC billboard on my property.
Off-premise.
Today. Mm-hmm. What separation am I required to have?
As required by our current code.
Current code today.
There is none. That's one of the reasons why.
How about if the billboard's there first?
Doesn't matter.
I mean, either way, it could be either one or the other. There's no separation whatsoever.
Which was one of the reasons why we had, as part of the discussion on the introduced ordinance, was that there would be some separation distance requirement between off and on-premise signs.
And because of that current regulation, we have the one, which is back here, where the one's under the other. Electronic, both electronic. So now you're only talking 50 feet. So again, the impact I think is a lot of bright lights. So is that distracting? I don't. Could be.
It is to George.
I
give George that. It's fine. Right? I appreciate it.
I would think that would most people would consider that to be a distractor.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so you just got done 1,200 feet separation, and now you're going to put on one parcel 50 feet.
Well. On-premise versus off-premise, there is a difference.
Of 50 feet.
But there is a difference between the two signs. Your premise is that they're the same. It's apples and oranges versus apples and apples.
200 square feet versus 300 square feet is not a big.
Okay, so let's have that conversation. And maybe I'm opening up another can. Maybe we don't want to, but I'll throw it out there. So if there were two EMCs on the same property, i.e. on-premise and off-premise, do we put size limitations, further sign limitations?
That's just personal opinions, and some people here don't like personal opinions, but that's all we are. We all are just five personal opinions.
Everybody's got one.
Right.
Therefore, I'm asking for the thought process.
My advice to you is you would eliminate this whole challenge for you to logically figure this out by saying only one electronic messaging, signage is permitted per site, per parcel. That way, you don't have a problem. You don't have the confusion. You don't have the clutter. You don't have the mixed messages, things, or just the proximity. 50 feet now. That's probably
it's 54.
Less than this
it's 50 more feet than what's today.
Today is not acceptable. So, totally, to use that as a standard, zero is not a very good standard. So I'd like to see you, Mr. Arlett, raise the bar a little bit. This is something, again, you ride around, you've seen the impact.
Sure. I think with me being on the council, we have made that impact because here we are having this conversation that hasn't changed in 30 years since you've been on here. So I think we are making
progress.
Trying
to make things better.
We're making progress by being here today.
But anyway, two EMCs, like I said, we've just discussed on the highways, whether they're two-lane or you see no problem with two-lane and four-lane, we got it. Now you're down to one parcel. That's getting pretty small. Parcels can be small and some bit big. So as a business decision, you make a choice, like you do in many businesses.
Sure, as we had mentioned before.
That's right. So I'm still trying to stick with your thinking on this.
Well, my thinking is,
be just take your choice, one or the other.
Well, life is all about choices, but I'm open to the discussion of distances. Because if the parcel permitted it,
okay with that, we'll see.
What if you only got 100 foot of frontage?
Therefore, then they have to make that decision. If we have a distance,
well, they can
a distance
they,
variable, a distance as the issue. I'm seriously
just say something. I can't take any more of this. My head's going to explode. I need some duct tape.
Mike, your thoughts?
God,
he gave his thoughts.
I swear, come on, step up.
Well, any footage we put in there is going to be better than we have today. So today we got none, correct?
So planning and zoning said.
Yeah, so.
It'd be an awful lot of signage.
I don't know. You're wearing, like I said, it's wearing me out.
Put the thing down 50 feet and be done with it.
No, the simple way to do it is just to say one per parcel, which is not being extremely too restrictive. That means they've still got an electronic signage on their property. The small business guy can have the signage he needs. The other billboard for the off-premise is a whole different business plan or whatever you want to call it.
But
just makes no sense to put them that close, and you've seen some good examples that I don't think are that attractive, and I think they are distracting, and nobody can convince me differently. It's not my opinion. I think it's pretty much a general opinion.
What do you call a parcel, George?
Parcel?
You said parcel a while ago.
Parcel. Parcel of land.
Yeah, what is a parcel?
Well, it can be a small parcel, it can be a big...
400 foot in the 400 foot frontage, or 800 foot frontage, or 1,000 foot frontage.
It can be a parcel. That's the way we operate.
A parcel, right?
Yes, it is.
So that doesn't give us any distance, does it, between signs? You try to limit it, say, only one man can...
No, I think 50 feet between signs is fine, but I think that only one E... We're only talking... I'm trying to stick to EM, the electronic messaging. If you have a 200-square-foot electronic messaging sign versus a 200 or 600, 300-square-foot messaging sign within 50 feet, that's awful close, Sam. I don't care how you look at it.
How long is this frame?
It's terrible. This is probably more than 50 feet.
Jamie, could you show a picture, if you would? And Lawrence, you might need help out on these distances. I mean, a couple of these billboards, I think what we were just looking at there to the left is some on-premise and off-premise, correct?
Yeah.
So can you?
I want to try to get you to some that might help you with your... There's an example.
And that's an example of two on-premise, or excuse me, one on and one off that are both considered EMCs.
Correct. Because you see the Liberty sign has got electronic.
The digital. That truly is part of my concern, George, is if we allow one, I mean, even that Liberty is so small, and the gas station, for God's sake.
Wait, those aren't conforming signs, the pictures, the big ones. Those billboards aren't conforming.
They're digital, though.
Well, they're non-conforming. They don't conform to our ordinance.
But that's not the point. They're digital. They were granted... Board of whatever, I don't know the history of those, but
right.
The reality is they exist. It's digital. It's monopole. It's going to be there forever. I mean, they're going to be there forever.
Let me backtrack, because there's one that I think would probably be pretty helpful if I can get to it. And it's not actually electronic, but it's billboards that are on a similar parcel that would show kind of what we're looking at. This one. If you look here, you see there's the Tanger billboard, there's this Budget Blinds billboard, and then there's an on-premise sign, I believe, right there. And I don't know if that Budget Blinds is on-premise or off, but there's, you know, that's a proximity there. And say those were electronic, you know, how close could those be? Now, I'm not talking the Tanger, I'm talking the Budget Blinds to the off-premise.
And those, I assume that those billboards are 300 feet. In that example, in that picture right there,
I'm not sure how big
could we
those
presume
are. I
that,
think
that to be the case?
Probably is. I don't know if Lawrence would know, but
you know, we put 42 foot limit on our buildings. When it comes to signs, sky's the limit. Really,
well, how about if we did this? How about if we did 50 first for static distance, and then do 100 or 100 for digital?
Do whatever you want. I like to have just one per parcel.
I understand.
Right.
But the concern...
50 feet should be... There should be 50-foot distances between static signs. There should be a distance between off-premise and on-premise signs.
I agree. I think everybody agrees.
I think there's a consensus that there should be a distance.
Yes, there is.
50 feet, you know, because certain parcels, like Sam alluded to, can be hundreds of feet of frontage, and others could be very small.
Sure.
But if it's a business, again, it's back to a business decision. As a property owner, as a whatever, you make that choice. What is more important, to be electronically, you know, lit up?
Sure.
You're on site or you're off site. But then there's no confusion on, and it just, again, if both of those are lit up, even if they're 100 feet or something, I don't know. I just think. It makes it so simple to regulate, to enforce, and everything else.
And
again,
but that's right there on his desk. Is there anybody here except George and Joan that want limited EMC to one per piece of property.
I would say I'm not there.
Well, then, okay, then do something. You three decide what you
want
to do.
What separation should there be then between on-premise and off-premise?
Right. And to George's concern, I would agree. Too close is too much, too clutter. So therefore, I would offer a further distance. If one chooses, as a business owner, to have the digital, to George's point, let them have a further separation. Okay. If they chose to go the digital route, the EMC route. Therefore, it's their choice. If they want that, then have that further distance requirement.
And you would propose what distance?
I would propose, I've mentioned 100. I'm not against, I would say no less than that.
Okay.
It's doubling. It is doubling the static sign. Could I do 150? Again, I'm trying to see an example. We have no clue what that distance is there, I presume. Right, Jamie?
Oh, I don't know on that one. If I had to guess, I'd say it's probably pretty close.
But, but to that point also, the bill, that earlier sign, if you could go back to that earlier sign with, I think it was Hawkers,
okay.
The digital billboard and the gas station. Yep, I think you just passed it.
Well, there's actually the same thing.
Yeah, go back. Yeah, go
okay.
There's a probably better picture of it.
Okay. So those are two digital. Those are two digital. And that example,
is that T-O-O? Or is it
two EMCs, I should say. One is on-premise and one is off. And as that exists right now, I would not have much of an issue with that as far as it relates to the Liberty one, the on-premise one. Because it's a non, and maybe that's, I don't want to get too detailed in there, but again,
America.
But if we throw in the movement stuff along with that other digital one, then you're getting, problematic. So maybe the digital has to be static of sorts, to your point. Because your concern is the eyesore to the eye, and I understand that. I got that.
Well, the one up top is blinking every 10 seconds. Doesn't mean the one down below couldn't be blinking every 10 seconds. We're permitting EMCs to do it, and you've permitted some animation, right?
So if there
is... So the one down below is going to be blinking up top, just static, and the one down below can be blinking animation. Now then, is that Liberty sign, is that a 200-square-foot sign?
No clue.
Not sure, because I see other signs and these others that are on-premise, and they're much bigger than that. And the one up top is obviously larger, right, than normal.
I believe that
permitted.
One is.
It's been.
I'm not sure the size, but I believe it's bigger than 300.
It's bigger and taller and everything. Okay.
Do our staff any thoughts on the size of the on premise, Lawrence? Any idea?
The smaller one.
That's the on premise.
What's that?
200 or less.
It is 200.
Well, we know that because that's the ordinance. We just. Does that appear to be less than 200 square feet?
That's 40.
Yeah, the EMC is. I put it up.
Okay, there you go. It's how many square feet is that sign?
The EMC itself is 40. 40 square. The total gas price on it is probably somebody's 150 square feet.
But when you say that the 40, are you talking about where it says jumbo, the blue,
yes.
and the red and the green digital above that is not part of the 40? Okay, but I mean, for our purposes, that is considered part of the it's an EMC. They are not.
That's a state law. Federal law. They must have points out there. It usually is not subjected to the zoning.
Okay.
But the overall sign is less than 200 square feet. So we would permit in a if this was a shopping center and didn't have gas, that on-premise sign would be bigger than that, and then the other sign. Should be smaller, but it's that size. And I'm just saying you could. It just seems like it's a lot of lit up stuff.
Yeah.
So. And then any billboard. Now we're talking about our current setback, which we did the other day. We had a consensus on. What is the current setback for the billboard that we've agreed to, from the property line? What is it?
From the property line?
What was it? We decided
front yard setbacks 40, side yards 50, rear yard is.
So to Rob's point, you got a property line, you come in 50 feet, you can erect your off-premise sign, and then he's saying you'd have to go 100 feet from that EMC sign to put a on-premise EMC sign.
Is that what?
Off-premise.
Well, because no. On was first, and then off is after, correct?
No.
It's further.
You got a property line, you go 50 feet, you got the off-premise lit up, EMC.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
From that point, your last thing was to go 100 feet.
Correct.
That you could then have a on-premise
digital
electronic sign.
Correct.
Okay. So that basically is 150 feet from that property line. Could be closer to this property line.
Sure.
Could be right on it.
And to that point, it's a...
So if you have a parcel that doesn't have 150-foot frontage, it's zoned commercial. Are we suggesting then with a new billboard or something, they couldn't come in for a variance?
I would say no.
There's just not enough space.
Therefore, they will have to make their decision whether or not it's...
Depending upon the size of the parcel, it's not adequate for a billboard.
Or you can have the billboard, but you get a static sign because it allows for the 50 feet versus 100 feet in that example. Am I correct on that one, what I just said?
I think the way that the consensus was before that you could get variances from separation distances. So the question is, do you want to allow for variances for separation distances for EMCs?
That's part of the conversation.
Rather the better.
I wouldn't, but...
Okay, and I probably wouldn't.
Well, or you don't. It's a yes or no.
Well, I would say probably not in that example because, I think you're still taking. You're not taking away the business opportunity. The opportunity for the business owner to promote his business. You're still keeping the separations there. If it doesn't qualify, then they have to make their decision. The onus is on the business owner to comply. You make the decision whether or not they want to have that off-premise or on-premise digital at that point in time. So in that example, I would have to say no. In that example. And I think you would be agreeable to that, George, yes? It's acceptable to you.
Yeah, more so, right, all right. Oh, yeah, more so than 50 feet or something like that, right?
Okay.
A greater distance, and then, but just if there's not enough square footage or front footage on that commercial parcel,
right?
You're out of luck.
Well, no, they have to make their decision of what's most important.
Right. There's no guarantee every commercial property gets a billboard. That's not part of our permitted uses.
Correct. Right. So
are we at the point
I think we're close.
We're at the point now that we're going to allow more than one if there is sufficient room, and there must be 100 feet separation.
50 static.
EMCs.
Right.
On-premise EMC, off-premise EMC, on the same piece of property, there's got to be 100-foot distance.
With no variance, with no...
And I don't, according to what Ben told us, price of gas up there has nothing to do with this electronic sign.
That's correct.
But to the size point, the digital piece currently permits 200 square feet. Is that right?
Yes.
On-premise? And then the current digital would permit what size?
300 for off-premise, 200 for on-premise.
Right.
That's the size that we're looking at. On two-lane roads. On four-lane roads, it's larger. It's 600.
600 for the off-premise?
Yeah.
Is there a size differential for the on-premise?
I think it's the same. I think, we're talking... I think in this one we're talking about both of them,
mm-hmm.
Both on all roads, two-lane roads, four-lane roads.
Correct.
This issue deals with...
On-premise signs, 200 square feet, no matter
300
where.
300 to 200.
On two-lane roads.
On two-lane.
Correct, on two-lane.
So...
And 600, 200 on four-lane.
200 doesn't change.
Correct.
The size of the billboard changes from 300 to 600.
And Sam, the price of gas does change.
It might do, but it certainly
it's gotten lower right now.
I hope it puts up for
I'm all sir, Mike. I just one more time. Well, it's important for all. It's important, so I want to make sure I have it right or in my own mind. But that jumbo is what was the size, Mr. Phillips, of that? It's not. I know we don't have a public comment, but just the size of that. It's 40. The blue, the jumbo, that's 40. That's the 40. And we allow for 200.
200.
No, the whole sign.
The whole sign.
Well, but that's
not just.
But the whole, but the whole, but George, the whole sign could be an EMC. That's my point. Right.
Right.
That's my point.
We know, we understand that, right.
Well.
And this is not 200 square feet. This is under 200 square feet. So something that size bigger could be totally EMC. Yes. That's why I think only one per parcel. What we're seeing there is a portion. The one black part with the static numbers, they don't change. Like Ben said, that just stays static, the price of gas. The other thing is constantly changing, could be moving. Now we can, you've consensus is to animate it. So that's constantly moving. So I'm back to, I think my preference is still one EMC per parcel.
Right. I know that, but right. But we don't have the three
no, you don't.
Consensus
no,
to that. So I'm attempting to be reasonable and to find the compromise and the concern. So the there needs to be a distance. We get that. Static, I think we're good on that one, 50 feet. It's the EMC piece, you know, as it relates to the distance there. And I bring it up because 200, 100 feet away from the billboard, I would be proposed, is it too difficult to do a staggering, meaning further the distance, the further, the larger that EMC could go? Not to exceed the 200.
Like a formula?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen those in some of the model codes with different things where, example would be on a different size road, different size, billboards or what have you. You could do something like that if you wanted.
From our consultant, do you have any thoughts on that one?
I mean, we could stagger it. I don't have anything to show you right now, but we could do that.
In other jurisdictions, you have seen do that?
Or
would we be trendsetters and make great decisions like Mr. Cole wants us to do, and we could be first in this country right here, right now?
I would say you would be a trendsetter.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey, Rob, Rob, think about this one. There's the Hawker sign back there where they had a portion of it was an EMC and portion of it was static.
Right.
Right? Why don't we, because you look at Atlantic Liquors sign, which is 100, almost 100% electronic for the on-premise, so that message is always changing, and it just says Atlantic Liquors, and it's on Atlantic Liquors on the building. Why don't you maybe consider only 50% of the on-premise sign can be an EMC? That would even be better than what we got, because we have 200 square foot EMCs out there on-premise, and I think, again, that's overkill for an EMC signs.
And there are quite a few communities that actually do limit
right.
The area that can be EMC.
That's right.
On the on-premise
signs. So there would actually be a vast improvement. And if you want to talk about a compromise, it gets to the EMCs that you think we need and businesses need, which I don't disagree.
It's not what I think they need.
No,
it's
I don't.
The business owner. It's
not.
I don't want to overregulate the business.
I just
owners.
Said I don't disagree.
Just to clarify.
I don't disagree. But again, because of the clutter and everything else, possibly the limiting it to 50% of the sign. EMC. Would you be agreeable to that for an on-premise sign, for an EMC on-premise sign?
I would be.
Okay, there's a consensus on that. Can we write that down?
Mrs. Deaver, are you okay with that?
Yeah, why not? Sure, what the heck?
She says, why not?
I just asked if she's okay with that.
I think why not is a yes.
Why not?
But is that a trendsetter? Do we want to stagger it to be trendsetters in this country, George?
Stagger. No, wait. I'm trying to keep something very easy to enforce and figure out.
What do you have now?
I have right now only 50% of an on-premise sign can be an electronic message center. A separation distance is required between an on-premise EMC and an off-premise EMC. That separation distance would be 100 feet, and no variance would be allowed from that separation distance requirement.
Can you live with that?
Now, if you're going to take the sign and we're half of it can be an EMC, why you want to have something? Why you have my assistance in?
It's still lit up.
Good question. Why do we have to have half?
Repeat that again, Mike.
If we're going to have half the sign can be an EMC.
Right.
Right. Then why do they have to have so much distance?
What, 50 feet or 100 feet?
Well, 100 feet.
Well, I would still think that I like the distance piece. I think when you got the EMC, but I would think maybe because if it's a small sign, if you could go back again to that Hawker, because that's only 40 square feet. Okay, that one there. So I mean, there's no issue with that. I think George, you would agree with that. Zero issue with that.
If that Liberty sign was a 200 square foot sign, and the jumbo chicken is only 40 square feet or say 50 square feet, it could be twice that still.
Correct.
Which is still a lot of electronic messaging going on. So that's
that to me has gone, you know, going in the right direction. Again, it doesn't go as far as I'd like to go, but
right. So maybe we could do 100, and then anything beyond that, it's got to be 50%. Is that where we're getting too detailed
now? What's 100 feet separation?
Yeah. And then anything beyond that, it has to be 50 feet.
Well,
I mean 50%.
State it clearly, and we'll see how many support it.
Is that digestible?
I'm a little. You said it's 100 if it's.
I think what he just said was if the sign is going to be 200 square feet.
Right. It's got to be 100 feet.
I mean, it's got to be 100 feet separation if they're both EMCs.
Mm-hmm. But if it's reduced to 50% of the sign.
If you reduce the sign to less, right?
A distance, if they want, if it's over 100 feet.
So we're basically
or maybe
you're saying
it's less. Maybe it's go ahead.
101 to 200, it'd be 100 feet. If it's less than 100 square feet, then it'd be 50.
No, why don't we just say, Rob? What my suggestion was, we make on-premise signs, limit them to 50% of the on-premise sign to be electronic. There's, again, using the Atlantic Liquors, you have a little part at the top says Atlantic Liquors, and then you've got 90% of the 200 square foot sign. And it may be even bigger. They may have had a variance because I think it's bigger. Is all electronic. So then you've got that plus all this other stuff. Again, if you think there's a problem with clutter and unsightliness and other things,
I'm
limit all limit on premise electronic signs to 50%, and then talk about a distance.
Question:
because 100 square what's that?
I'm just thinking. Potential unintended consequences here.
Okay, that's good.
If you had someone that wanted a 100 square foot, well, we'll use the example here again. Mm-hmm. Say that jumbo sign was all they wanted, and maybe a small sign above it. So maybe say they were a total of 80 to 100 square feet. But then you said, hey, you've got to have 50%. It can only 50% can be the electronic message center. Mm-hmm. Would that then require, basically somebody says, well, I still want that size of an EMC. Are they now going to be putting a larger sign up there than they would have otherwise?
Who knows?
I don't know. That potential unintended consequence.
Well, clearly, I mean, you've always got that. I mean, that's always an issue. Whether if you go a little bigger or something, it's like building a house. I can go build a little bigger and get another bedroom or something.
Here was the concept that I was attempting to try to get to, and maybe I've eaten lunch and the blood's going to the stomach maybe, but the concept was if one wants a larger digital on-site premise board, EMC, and we're talking about the separation between that and an off premise, right? That's what we're talking about here. They would just need to be further away from the billboard to get the larger digital. That's the concept that I was after here. That's all.
So how do we achieve that in
the language?
Let me find another sign. Keep going.
Must be a sliding scale.
Yeah, that one right there. That let's assume that's 200 square feet. That's an on-premise sign, correct? JT, on-premise sign. Okay, that's 200 square feet. What I'm saying is, under my proposal, that I don't see where it says whatever the business is there, that's in that green. It's going to be the building in the back, right? It's all became digital. I'm saying we should restrict on-premise signs to 50% of the sign. Then you would avoid that issue because that looks to me and to the naked eye to most citizens in this county as a off-premise billboard. It's almost the same size.
Sure.
And I'm just trying to get away from that. Mm-hmm. I personally don't find that typical or what I would think an on-premise sign should look like.
But that's permitted. That's currently is permitted, and it would continue to be permitted.
Well, it's there.
You know, no. I don't mean that. Is because this conversation is the distance between an on-premise and an off-premise. That's what we're. That's this discussion. That right there. Those other billboards back there are. I don't even know what the distance is, but I would presume that would not ever affect this discussion right here, right now.
They're off-premise. This is on-premise.
Correct. But my point is that those are static billboards. Right, and it's not what we're talking about here. We're talking.
Well, I think Mr. Cole's point was assume those were electronic message center billboards instead of static. You know,
and currently, right now, they could change it. They could have been changed while we were having this moratorium and everything.
Right.
Right. Anyway, but looking at that billboard or that on-premise sign, I don't think restricting that to 50% being electronic is any kind of burden, because then they would have had permanently to put on that signage the name of the business, hours of operation, et cetera, which you typically see on a typical sign. What that is doing is taking an on-premise sign and utilizing it in you know, as a off-premise capabilities. And yeah, that would differentiate also clearly, you know, with size and everything else.
So that's an enforcement issue. I mean, to that point.
That's permitted. And then what we're talking about right now still permits the 200 square foot on-premise sign to be totally electronic. I think 50% is would be a generous if half of that was electronic. Hard to argue that, isn't it?
No. I'm just trying to get back to the thoughts that that we've had there. But again, that's not the best example, because you've got a static billboard and an on-premise EMC. And what we're making a decision on, right, is
well, distance. if you wanted that 50 feet closer to the others, if it was all on the same parcel, and I'm not sure if it is, I can't remember, it probably is, that sign then could be 50 feet from the other sign, assuming all of it was in compliance with 300 square feet and 200 square feet. So when you put that up within 200 feet of the, or 50 feet of the other one,
well,
it doesn't make sense to me.
We're heading down a we keep you're talking about further, distance, further away from the conversation here.
No, we're talking about distances. I'm saying move that on-premise sign over to that next where the bottom part's blue.
Sure.
Within 50 feet of it. If you think that is helping the betterment of this county and what the appearance is as you go down the highways?
Right. No, we have already stated that I feel that we need, if they want a larger EMC on-premise, correct, in that example, if they want full 200 square feet of an EMC as an on-site, there needs to be a further distance from an existing billboard. That's the discussion. It's what's the distance and what's the ratio? What's the ratio? So there's no discussion here. I'm with you on that. The question is what distance and what is a size that makes sense as we're talking about here. Again, if they want the full EMC, go for it, but a little further distance from the off-premise billboard.
Okay, so if that's a full EMC, and let's say it's 100 feet from the other one can be a full EMC. So that's
right.
So where we were separating.
Go ahead, George.
When you're separating all off-premise billboards 1,200 feet for EMCs, we're going to take a 200-square-foot EMC and be able to put it on the same parcel and have the next one within, say, 100 feet or something. When 1,200's the standard, we're going to let two full-size EMCs be on the same parcel within 100 feet. I think when you look at the size of that sign and the size of the next sign, Rob, it's a glaring example of what I thought we were trying to avoid.
Sure.
That kind of clutter.
But also part of this, which again, in
50% on-premise sign should only be electronic.
And I'm glad I got you on board with at least that. That's good.
Well, on board with what?
With at least half versus none. So that's good. But the other part of the equation is that they can they're all. The billboards are only permitted to be EMC if they're in compliance, right? I mean, conforming, okay. Correct? So to that point.
Wait, okay, on this message they got up there right now, that whole sign, is there anything on there about the on-site business?
Well, I don't know where that is.
Then where the green building is.
I don't know. I can't even see what they're advertising.
Oh, it's Envy Homes.
Too far.
Envy Homes.
Okay. Well, that's a compliance issue. We're not here to talk about...
No, that's permitted. That could be permitted if you allow the entire 200 square feet to be electronic. The whole message could say something that doesn't even reference the business. Now then, are we going to enforce it to ride around, make sure somebody's looking at that message and making sure there's something on there and the right stuff? Like, you know, with real estate cards where you have to have all this stuff on it and everything. Or on your real estate sign. Or your political signs where you have to say paid for by. There's a sign. What's the name of the on-site business?
I have no idea. But
would anybody?
I have no idea. But that's nothing to do with what our conversation is.
Yeah, I'm just saying, all on-premise signs should be limited before we get off this whole subject of signs. On-premise signs should be limited to 50% electronic so that there could be enough.
If on site with a billboard.
No, anything. All on-premise signs should be. Otherwise,
you're going off to a tangent. Now
that's okay. No, I'm just saying.
That's not where we are. That's not what we're discussing.
But it ties into this because, no, I'm saying the sign we're talking about now or the scenario we're talking about should be 50-50. Okay? I'm saying
as it relates to a distance to a digital to another EMC.
It should be everywhere, though.
George, you've gone way off to the fields.
All right, we're going
to. Way off to the fields.
I'm saying 50%, but 50% across the board.
That's not what we're discussing.
I know. There's a lot of static going on here. Billboards are static. Billboards.
What?
I believe that word says static.
They're static.
All right.
They're separating the EMC and the static billboard in that picture.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Something static. Isn't static something doesn't come through, Kerr?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could be static. Yeah.
So trying to refocus here, and that would be, again, so what we have agreed upon is 50 separation for static, and we're talking digital billboard, right? That's what we're talking about here. For the on-premise sign to be an EMC, right, further distance, I think, George, you've agreed to that. Joan, I presume that you would be agreeable to a further distance. And I had offered a suggestion of 100 feet. Maybe we do. I would be agreeable to 50%. Okay, if they want 100%, maybe we do something beyond that. Maybe 150 or maybe 200 feet from the billboard.
I'll give you some kind of idea of what 150 feet is. 150 feet is just half the length of the football field. So that's right, good way to park.
Right. But there are on-premise signs out there that exist right now that are fully digital. That is an example of one. But is there any further thought to that? I mean, Michael, what are you thinking as it relates to a half of part of it being EMC and not and as it relates to the distance, or permitting all of it to be an EMC, and how does that relate to a distance to the existing digital EMC billboard?
I'm okay, number one, with the 50-foot separation from a
static
on-premise EMC to a static billboard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On-premise EMC to a off-premise sign on the same piece of property. They're both EMCs. I guess I'm kind of thinking about this 50% thing. I don't know if I'm okay with 100 foot, whatever. It's just if it's 50% of the size of the sign or not. That's just a question.
That means 100 square feet. What I'm suggesting, 100 square feet would be digital. We saw a sign of gasoline. It was only 40%. Still gets a good message out.
Right.
But this sign here does nothing, as in my opinion, to be able to look at that and say that's an on-premise sign. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Right.
Okay, so we ought to, if an on-premise sign, the primary reason or permit them is to advertise that business on that site.
Correct.
And there's got to be a relationship between an on-premise sign and an operating business.
That's an enforcement. That's a separate
topic. It has to be in here, though, but there has to be a correlation. You just can't have signs and no businesses. Mm-hmm. An on-premise sign is connected somehow, I don't know how, to that business on site.
Right.
So there's got to be a relationship. That one you could not tell, huh?
I mean, it's a real estate office.
But you don't know what real estate office.
Right.
Don't even have a phone number. Don't have you don't know what it is.
Well, I think
to the average person. Now, not many average people here, but anyway, average people would say is no different than the next sign down the street. Except that this one's animated, or EMC, electronic, and it will change.
and have another something on there. But still doesn't say what that, but usually most time I see an on-premise sign, tells you what the business is, their address.
You are here.
You know, their phone number, things like that. This stuff that's been around forever when it comes up. This is, I think, pushing the envelope a little bit when it comes to an on-premise sign. Somebody tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, that's an enforcement. Let's try to make a decision on this number
Rob,
three.
Rob, it's permitted. It's not enforcement. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in violation here.
It's overbearing.
So it's not an enforcement issue.
I'm staying focused on number three here. That's
okay,
not a number three.
You do admit it's not an enforcement?
You can have another
Do
topic.
You admit? I want to hear this.
Sure.
Is that an enforcement issue or not? No. It's not. You agree?
No enforcement issue here. I would say that there is an enforcement issue.
What would that be?
Well, if a business has an on-site premise, an approved permit to advertise their business that's on that site, and one is advertising something that doesn't exist, that's an enforcement issue. That is an enforcement issue.
Well, not the way it's written today. No, that's no.
I mean, am I wrong, Jamie? I mean,
is there any enforcement issue here, Jamie?
On that one, I'm not familiar enough with the site to know whether it's got any enforcement issue.
But the point, to George's point, if P&Z has given somebody a permit to put an on-site premise sign,
that should advertise.
Advertise, not should. It shall only advertise that business that is on that premise.
That's correct.
That is the definition of an on-site premise sign. Correct.
That's correct.
So there is if somebody's advertising something other than that, then it is it is an issue as it relates to enforcement.
Well,
that is an enforcement
issue. Okay, Rob.
So I'm confused.
My assumption is it's a real estate office. Okay, can you tell by looking at that sign what real estate office?
Yeah, but you can't see the building, see what's there.
Wait. Would that be a gray area where a slick attorney could say that it's a real estate, we're just advertising real estate in front of a real estate office?
Mr. Cole, I think that's been...
I didn't say... calm down, you guys. There's too many of them in the room.
The content issue has been
one that's been
challenging. But particularly when it comes to that question on real estate, simply because the way the on-premise sign definition reads is that you're selling a commodity or service or what have you on site. And some of the argument there is that, well, the real estate office is the one that's marketing and selling that property that is located elsewhere, but that's the title to that or what have you. So that one's a...
If you required 50%, threshold being electronic, there'd be no question, because then there would be a fixed signage saying who this is, who they are. So anyway, makes sense to me. It avoids permitting, having a gray area like this, because there's nothing on that sign indicates anything.
Well, by the way, it still is an enforcement issue, not to what we're talking about. So back to that. So we kind of reiterate, let's stay focused now as we can get this thing out. We've taken a long time on this one. Huh? But 50 feet static, not because of me. You keep bringing up all this other stuff. So, but I'll take the blame. I'll take it. I can handle it.
Yes, for consensus. Anything.
There you go.
I'm going to charge you overtime.
Charge me overtime, George. Or Sam. So again, I would propose, 50 we're good, static, no issue there. I think Jamie has that one. If beyond that, if it's 100 feet further distance, I would be agreeable to a 50%, half being a digital EMC. As it relates to that sign that was mentioned earlier, the gasoline one. And then, for me, again, I would think if it was a 200 feet, then go for all 200. That would be my, if you want EMC, then it's got to be further away.
So what I'm hearing,
staggered.
What I'm hearing from you, Mr. Arlette, is if you're 100 feet or less, 100 feet separation distance, if you're 101 to 200, then you're talking 200 feet separation.
With a 50% EMC requirement for the 100 feet separation.
In other words, if the if the electronic component of the sign is 100 square feet or less, you're talking 100-foot separation distance from the off-premise EMC. If that EMC, the on-premise EMC, is 101 feet to 200 square feet in size, then you're saying 200-foot separation distance. Is that correct?
Well, but also the percent of the sign that is to be EMC.
Okay, so you want it as a formula. So if it was 150, it'd be 150.
I believe, yeah. To me, that makes sense. I mean,
50% or less, or 50% or greater.
Makes sense. Does that make sense to our consultant? I just heard that.
I mean, I think it does. I think it alleviates that problem. Because, you know, I think the real problem here is that there isn't a lot of difference between a 200-foot on-premise EMC and a 300-foot off-premise EMC. They're virtually the same. So I think that greater separation distance is appropriate.
There you go.
What do you have, Mr. Sharp?
I'm writing it down. Okay. Separation distance is needed. That's the first one. The second one is that you would have 50 foot from an on-premise EMC to a static billboard. No change there. That if there's no variances allowed from this requirement, that if you had a EMC that is 100 feet square, the square footage component of that is 100 square feet or less, you've got to be 100 feet from an electronic message billboard. If you are over 100 square feet on your electronic message center for the on-premise sign, your separation distance will increase proportionate to the up to 200 feet. You know, if you're 101 square feet, then you got to be 101 feet from the off-premise billboard, but it would be increasing along that. Is that correct, Mr. Arlett?
It's staggering. It's okay. Yeah, it's
so proportionate to that increase is a proportionate. Bigger the on-premise, the further away it's going to be.
Then why should put more lights on there and make it more electronic? Well, oh, okay.
There you go. We have a consensus over here.
I didn't say that.
I'm listening.
Understanding that proposal, Mr. Cole, are you okay with that?
No, I still think that all on-premise signs should be limited to 50% of the electronic messaging. And I also still think that one per parcel.
Okay.
I hate to say that.
You agree with Mr. Cole?
Yeah.
I just think it's the blight. It's a blight issue and clutter and everything else. So it's up to you. It's up to you three.
Can you go along with Mr. Arlett's second recommendation?
I don't
know. We got three people. Let's go.
Okay. I believe that's all I have, Mr. President.
So you know you're not saying so. It's only 2:00.
I think there was one thing that may have been permitted or off. Taken off this thing, if I recall, there was a conversation some time ago, and I think it relates to, because perhaps one day there could be another big box store somewhere in this county, as it relates to a sign, and then
talking to the wall sign idea.
Yeah. If I recall, wasn't there was a percent of that as it relates to the wall, something like that?
Currently, it's 15% or 150 square feet.
Yeah.
And it was amended, I believe, at staff's recommendation to just being the total of all the signs would be 150 square feet. That would be 17 on the chart of agreed upon changes if you want
17.
So if you do that, that gets away from trying to figure percentages and you just figure out what size the signs are on there, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Give you the overall effect.
If I'm correct, Mr. Arlett, the concern there would be that if you had a big box store that they may need more than 150 square feet.
Correct. So to that effect, how would you suggest that we can reconsider that? And maybe we need to get our consultant to come back in and give some guidance on that.
Mr. Lank may be able to explain what's been done in the past on this. I know that that's been, from time to time, has come up. He may be able to better explain some of the challenges they've had at times.
Yes, sir, Mr. Lang.
We really haven't had that many applications for more than 150 square feet. There's been one or two, maybe three, that actually went to 15%. There's been examples that we thought would probably utilize it, but didn't. For example, the Giant Foods on Route 1 they have their building actually fronts the parking lot and not Route 1.
Mm-hmm.
And their loading docks are on the Route 1 side, and there's a massive wall section that's vacant, doesn't have anything on it. You would think that's where they would have put something that was greater than 15 or 150 square foot, because it would have looked like a little teeny sign on that big wall, mm-hmm. but they never did. We really had a couple that I'm aware of to even utilize that 15%.
Is it actually against the law for putting big signs like Walmart on the advertisement to name the businesses? In other words, you can't put Walmart across the top of it. A certain size they can put down there. Isn't that a little strange, saying how much they can put on and can't put on?
It seems like it, but again, we only have one or two, maybe three applications that utilize the 15% square footage.
So do we need to redress this, or with that being said, because in the event we actually have another box store that might need that, and if I recall, they would not be able to get a variance, or I mean, are we?
If they wanted more,
not addressing this properly.
If you took that out, then they would have to come in for a variance for the square footage of the signage for the wall sign, basically.
And
if you leave it in, it would just be in as it always has been. And just wouldn't exceed that square footage.
So.
Well, were you saying before it was 150 square feet or 15%?
If you had multiples, you have a store, you have 150 square foot.
Right.
If you have multiple stores in a strip center, each one gets 150 square foot.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. The big box stores, which are massive, and there's some sections that have walls that are pretty massive.
Yeah.
Then they were trying to utilize the 15%, which is very few people did.
Yeah, it comes into play if the wall is over 1,000 square feet.
Right, right.
So
right.
It can't exceed 15% of that, whatever
the. So what we did with 17 was what?
What we did was we just limited it to 150 square feet.
And we took out the 15%?
Correct.
Right.
And we said, you know, if you had multiple signs, using Walmart as an example, if they had multiple signs on there, the total of that had to be 150
square feet. I got you. I got you. And most of them have multiple signs. They just one great big sign, I would think. I don't know that.
But yeah, for example, the Wawa or a Royal Farm Store,
right?
They have different signage, like sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. They've got sandwiches, whatever, fried chicken, subs. It's all got different signs.
I don't think there's as much heartburn with the general public from the comments I hear about the signage on the buildings as much as the off-premise sign sitting out by the road and the on-premise sign.
We get very little response or comments
on the building. But there is one thing, and I don't know where this comes into play, but whether it's part of the enforcement component, we need to talk about that sometime. But there should be some wording in this whole sign ordinance about the relationship between the sign and the business, the operating business on-site.
George, I'm sorry. Can you hold that thought? Because I want to make sure we hit this one first, and then we'll come back to that one. Because should we have an or? Because back on number 17 here, I agree with you. But on number 17, because we didn't come to, or maybe we did. Just want to reconfirm. In the event we one day have a box store, i.e., like a Macy's or something along those lines, whereas they have something bigger than that, do we need to add some additional language in here for that effort?
If you leave the ordinance the way it's written, that portion wouldn't change. It would allow either 150 square feet or 15% of a wall that exceeds 1,000 square foot.
So
percentage-wise, it probably couldn't actually.
So we should add the or 15%, but not to exceed something?
Yeah, we made a change to 159.4A5, and we eliminated the existing language and put in some new ones. If you were looking to add the 15%, we would just rework the introduced ordinance language to include that for the example of a box store.
Right. I would offer that because I think that was something that was eliminated, not intentionally.
That's fine.
George, Joan, I mean.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Now, George, back to you.
Okay, but the relationship between the on-premise sign and a operating business, there's got to be a relationship, and somehow I think it should be worded so when it comes to enforcement, somebody pulls up, and it just can't be a commercial, you know, license, and then something that's never there, never operating or something. If the business is closed, the sign should be off.
Mm-hmm.
if there's an on-premise sign, it's lit up or anything like that, it should not be able to be something, or there needs to be some kind of penalty, enforcement, fineage, a fine or something. So I don't know how you want to do that, you guys, but there should be something in our sign ordinance that says the business and the on-premise sign, there's a relationship, and what that, maybe other people do it. I don't know how they do it, but
so again, the real estate officer that's selling real estate, it's not a vacant real estate, vacant office, but a real estate sign is still working.
Or just somebody takes out a business license on that location, and then they waive a permit and say, I got a business here. Well, there's got to be an actual.
Yeah, we have the phrase ongoing. Mm-hmm.
Just if that's sufficient, if that hand stands up in court so that we don't get challenged and somebody says, well, what's ongoing mean or something?
Anyway. We can look at our definition of on-premise sign and see if that needs to be tweaked. And if that would be something that we would incorporate in the final amendments.
Want to make sure it is, George is correct. Maybe if it is something that's got that business on that property, it's all.
Right.
And on enforcement, I'd love to hear something about when somebody does go out and do a violation. I know how some things, with planning and zoning and stuff, we get violations and they just go on year after year after year and they just fester. Is there a better way to address it? I think Mr. Dan Kramer brought up to me about something. Is there a way that somebody writes a citation or, like writing a ticket, like a cop does or something like that? Or you could do a warning, and then you could, next thing they come back and it's still doing, there'd be a ticket and, something of that nature so that we can streamline this a little bit. The worst thing that people hate about county government is the enforcement part of it. We've been so bad on it for so many years. So if we do this and we've gone through all this trouble, we want to make sure that we can now. Somebody said there's a guy with too many flags or too many this or whatever. It can be addressed. So that's just my request.
When we were doing bandit signs, we had a form that we utilized to cite for the sign itself. We had to take a picture of the sign to show that it was on private property. Mm-hmm. We had to use that for part of our evidence. And then we sent a bill automatically for invoice. We kept the sign. The sign weren't returned.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was something we were doing.
Well, these things we can't pick up and take with us, but there must be a procedure in place. Like you say, take a picture. This and document different things, but somebody gets
that doesn't drag on for 6 months.
Well, somebody gets issued a citation, whether it's a warning or in the second time it could be, appear in court type of thing. So if you could figure something like that out,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I was just going to say, what's the next step on the next level?
They will now go back and put together all this information and put together a draft document. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And we will get a draft document to review. And
what I anticipate, Mr. President, is when we have that, there will be a motion read that would incorporate all those changes into the ordinance because we're amending the introduced ordinance, and we'll have a series of amendments. That was something that P&Z did. Vince had helped work with them on this as far as having something identified each one. So, given that we've got a substantial amount of changes, it may be rather lengthy, but we would certainly want to make sure it's thorough so that everything is encapsulated in the amendments.
Well, I guess the question would be, is there, just clarify this. I guess I thought what we would do is you'd have a draft document that would be circulated, and whenever we decide to act on this, we would act on each piece of this.
You could do that as well. If that's how you'd rather do it, we can absolutely do that.
I was just thinking if somebody is whatever.
Call it,
I mean,
call it Amendment 1, Amendment 2, Amendment 3. So
yeah, I mean, reverse this, just bam, here's one vote on this whole great big thing. Maybe somebody has a real heartburn about one certain thing, or maybe
the
whatever.
The concern I would have as drafting it is if for some reason something got voted down that was initially intended that we had a consensus on. You never know how that's going to work as far as the numbering or if it leads to another change that would be made elsewhere.
Yeah, yeah,
so we would need to be very careful on that. Yeah. Want to make sure that if that were to be the case, we'd want to.
I mean, is that
Well, knowing our track record, Mr. President, we've seen things leave, like, at this point and come back, and when we look at it again in the totality, there's chances are there's going to be a change.
See, we got George on board today, so this is good.
Me?
I mean, guys, that was my interpretation. We would do this, and then we would do it one at a time, so we're all on the same page. That's all.
But the first step will be to get that draft.
The first step, get the draft out to everybody, and then we'll go from
everything so we can look at it in its totality.
And the census, can we lift the moratorium?
It's automatically doing it.
So his bank can get back to work?
We haven't drafted. We haven't adopted anything yet. We better try to adopt something first.
Well, we did put one on, though.
I know we did. Our goal is to get this thing off,
can
too.
Can we bring a draft that's just
off
and on premise and voted in, and then that be the force, have the force of law, or do we have to wait to get everything?
No, we're going to do just this first.
We can do this, and then once we do that, we can start some enforcement and start.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then we'll come back and revisit the other stuff.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Deaver, second. Mr. Arlett, any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
We have motion carried. And now I